Section 2. Policies on cancellations and fees. Whenever a public school system cancels classes for weather-related reasons, road tests scheduled in the school system's community will be cancelled automatically for the entire day. Road tests will also be cancelled automatically when the governor declares a state of emergency. If the governor declares an emergency in a particular region, only road tests in that region will be cancelled. Road test examiners may also cancel road tests when weather conditions are considered unsafe. To determine if your road test has been cancelled, please call the RMV's phone center. In any of the preceding cases, you may schedule a new road test at no additional fee. However, you will be charged the road test fee if you fail the road test, are unprepared for the road test, or refused the road test because your motorcycle fails to pass the RMV examiner's inspection, fail to appear for or late for your road test, cancel or reschedule your road test less than 72 hours before your scheduled test time. Preparing to ride. As a motorcycle rider, what you do before you start a trip goes a long way toward determining whether or not you will get to where you want to go safely. Before taking a trip, a safe and responsible rider makes a point to check the motorcycle's equipment, become familiar with the motorcycle, use proper face and eye protection, wear the right gear, proper equipment. Massachusetts law requires motorcycles to meet minimum safety equipment standards. A motorcycle operator must ensure that all safety equipment items are in good working order. Items include, but are not limited to, the motorcycle's horn, rearview mirror, fenders, mufflers, brakes, and lighting. The front of the motorcycle must be fitted with a white, properly aimed headlight. If attached to a motorcycle, a sidecar must be fitted with a white forward-facing light. The rear of the motorcycle must be fitted with a red tail light, a stoplight, and a white light to illuminate the license plate. The motorcycle must be equipped with a secure seat for the operator. Should the motorcycle be equipped for carrying passengers, it must have a secure seat and separate footpegs. Motorcycle handlebars must not rise above an operator's shoulders when properly seated on the motorcycle. A motorcycle rider can further help to protect him, herself by wearing the proper equipment. Selecting appropriate and properly fitting gear prior to riding can improve rider comfort and significantly reduce the risk of serious injury. In any crash, the rider has a far better chance of avoiding serious injury if properly equipped with an approved helmet, face and eye protection, and protective clothing. According to the United States Department of Transportation, DOT, and National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, there were thousands of injuries in motorcycle-related accidents last year. Furthermore, per vehicle mile traveled, motorcycle riders were more likely than automobile passengers to die in a traffic accident. Helmet use. According to NHTSA, motorcycle helmet use saves the lives of hundreds of motorcyclists annually. Although a motorcycle helmet cannot prevent many other types of injuries, it is effective 67% of the time in preventing brain injury. Helmet use for motorcycle riders and passengers is mandatory under Massachusetts law. Helmet selection. All motorcycle helmets sold in the United States are required to meet Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard No. 218, the performance standard which establishes the minimum level of protection motorcycle helmets must afford each user. Primarily, there are two types of motorcycle helmets providing two different levels of coverage, the three-quarter and full-faced styled helmets. Please inspect the motorcycle helmet to ensure that it meets DOT and state standards. Further inspect the motorcycle helmet for any imperfections or obvious defects such as cracks, loose padding, frayed straps, or exposed metal. Ensure that the motorcycle helmet fits snugly and that there are no distractions or blind spots. Finally, when riding, ensure that the motorcycle helmet is securely fastened to your head to maximize the level of protection in the event of an accident. Not all motorcycle helmet damage is obvious. Prior to purchasing a used motorcycle helmet, first ensure that the helmet is produced by a manufacturer or distributor that will re-inspect the helmet for damage. Facial protection. A plastic shatter-resistant face shield, VESC8, can help protect your whole face in the event of a crash and provides protection against wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and pebbles thrown up from vehicles traveling ahead. For the safety of the rider, it is recommended that you wear a full face shield to protect the eyes and face from elements and road hazards that may otherwise distract the operator and increase the risk of injury. Goggles protect your eyes, though they will not provide protection like a face shield does. A windshield is not a substitute for a face shield or goggles. Most windshields, eyeglasses, and sunglasses will not protect your eyes from the wind. Tinted eye protection should not be worn at night or any other time where little light is available. To be effective, eye and face shield protection must be free of scratches. Be resistant to penetration. Give a clear view of either side. Fasten securely so it does not blow off. Permit air to pass through to reduce fogging. Permit enough room for eyeglasses or sunglasses, if needed. Defensive clothing. Selecting the appropriate and proper gear prior to riding can significantly reduce the risk of serious injury. Properly fitted riding gear or layered clothing that allows the body to breathe is recommended for riders of all skill levels. In cold or wet weather, your clothes should keep you warm and dry, as well as protect you from injury. You cannot control a motorcycle well if you are numb from the cold. Riding for long periods in cold weather can cause severe chill, fatigue, and even hypothermia. A winter jacket should resist wind and fit snugly at the neck, wrists, and waist. Good quality rain suits designed for motorcycle riding resist tearing apart or ballooning at high speeds. Jackets and pants should cover your arms and legs completely. They should fit snugly, yet loosely enough to move freely. Leather and newer synthetic materials also provide adequate protection for the motorcycle rider. It is recommended that riders wear jackets even in warm weather to prevent dehydration. Many jackets are designed to protect you without allowing your body to overheat. Boots and shoes should be high enough to cover your ankles and sturdy enough to give them support. Soles should be made of hard, durable, slip-resistant material. Keep heels short so they do not catch on rough surfaces. Tuck laces in so they will not catch on your motorcycle. Gloves allow a better grip and help protect your hands in an accident. Your gloves should be made of leather or a synthetic, durable material capable of providing the necessary protection. Your motorcycle. Rider checklist. A motorcycle needs more frequent attention than other types of motor vehicles. It is strongly recommended that you make a complete check of your motorcycle prior to each ride. A thorough check of the motorcycle can help to identify a mechanical defect or equipment failure which might unnecessarily place the rider in a dangerous position. Before mounting the motorcycle, perform the following checks. Tires, check the air pressure, general wear, and tread. Fluids, check oil and fluid levels. Also inspect the underside of the motorcycle for signs of oil and gas leaks. Lighting. Check motorcycle switches to ensure that all lighting is working properly. Turn signals. Check both right and left turn signals to ensure that signals are working properly. Clutch and throttle. The clutch should feel tight and smooth. The throttle should snap back when released. Mirrors. Clean and adjust both mirrors prior to riding. Brakes. Try the front and rear brake one at a time. Make sure each one feels firm and holds the motorcycle when the brake is fully applied. Horn. Make sure the horn is working properly. Familiarity. Make sure that you are completely familiar with the motorcycle prior to riding. This is particularly important if you are riding a borrowed motorcycle. If you are using an unfamiliar motorcycle, make all the safety checks you would routinely perform on your own motorcycle. Thoroughly inspect the equipment, particularly the turn signals, horn, lighting switches, fuel control valve, and engine cutoff switch. You should be able to find and operate the equipment without having to look for it. Check the controls. Make sure you know the gear pattern. Work the throttle, clutch, and brakes a few times prior to riding. All controls react a little differently. Ride very cautiously until you become familiar with the manner in which the motorcycle handles. For instance, accelerate gently, take turns more slowly, and leave yourself additional room for either maneuvering or stopping. Riding within your abilities. This manual can help to educate novice and experienced riders alike about controlling motorcycle direction, speed, and balance. Professional instruction, practice, and safe, responsible riding will further enhance rider safety. Recognizing the control needed to avoid injury is critical for riders of all abilities. Control begins with knowing your abilities and riding within them and the rules of the road. Body position and posture. To properly control the motorcycle, your body must be in the proper position. Your body should be relaxed but fairly erect. This allows you to use your arms to steer the motorcycle rather than to hold yourself up. Seat. Sit close enough to the handlebars to reach them with your arms slightly bent. Bending your arms permits you to turn the handlebars without having to stretch. Hands. Hold the handle grips firmly to help keep your grip over rough surfaces. Start with your wrists flat. This will help keep you from accidentally using too much throttle, particularly if you need to reach for the brake suddenly. Adjust the handlebars so your hands are even with or below your elbows. Knees. Hold your knees firmly against the gas tank. This will help your balance as the motorcycle turns. Feet. Keep your feet firmly on the footpegs to maintain balance. Do not drag your feet along the ground. If your foot catches on something, you could be injured and it could affect your control of the motorcycle. Keep your feet near the controls so you can use them quickly if needed. Do not point your toes downward, as they may get caught between the road and the footpeg. Turning. Approach turns and curves with caution. Acquiring the skills necessary takes practice. New riders often have more difficulty negotiating turns and curves than more experienced riders. Limiting motorcycle speed will aid riders in successfully negotiating the turns and helps to prevent crossing into oncoming traffic, leaving the roadway, excessive braking, and skidding out of control. It is recommended that riders use these four steps for better control. Slow, reduce speed before the turn by closing the throttle and, if necessary, applying both brakes. Look through the turn to where you want to go. Turn just your head, not your shoulders, and keep your eyes level with the horizon. Lean. To turn, the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, press on the hand grip in the direction of the turn. Press left, lean left, go left. Press right, lean right, go right. Higher speeds and tighter turns require the motorcycle to lean more. Roll on the throttle through the turn. Maintain steady speed or accelerate gradually. Avoid deceleration through the turn. In normal turns, the rider and the motorcycle should lean together at the same angle. In slow, tight turns, lean only the motorcycle and keep your body upright. Braking. Your motorcycle has two brakes, one for each of the front and rear wheel. You need to use both brakes to stop effectively. The front brake is more powerful and can provide at least 3/4 of your total stopping power. The front brake is dangerous if not used properly. Here are some important tips to remember while braking. Use both brakes every time you slow down or stop. Using both brakes for even normal stops will allow you to develop the necessary skills for using both brakes properly in an emergency. Squeeze the front brake and press down on the rear. Grabbing at the front brake or jamming down on the rear can cause the brakes to lock, which results in control problems. Apply both brakes at the same time. Many individuals believe that the rear brake should be applied first. That is not true. The sooner you apply the front brake, the sooner it will start slowing you down. The front brake can be used in a turn, provided the proper technique is applied. When leaning the motorcycle, some of the traction is used for cornering, so less traction is available for stopping. A skid can occur if you apply too much brake. Some motorcycles have integrated braking systems that link the front and rear brakes together by applying the rear brake pedal. Consult the owner's manual on the operation and effective use of these systems. Shifting gears. To properly shift gears, a rider must possess a certain level of skill and coordination. Shifting gears is more than simply getting the motorcycle to accelerate smoothly. Proper gear selection and execution when upshifting, downshifting, turning, or starting from a stopped position is important for safe motorcycle operation and minimizes the risk of an accident. Downshifting. It is important that a rider shift down through all gears when slowing down or stopping. Remain in first gear while stopped so you can move quickly if the need arises. Make certain you are traveling slowly enough when shifting into a lower gear. Traveling too fast may cause the motorcycle to lurch and the rear wheel to skid. Use added caution when riding downhill or shifting into first gear, for you may need to use the brakes in order to shift safely. Shifting in a turn. It is recommended that a rider change gears prior to entering a turn, although in certain circumstances, shifting in a turn may be necessary. Do not attempt to upshift or downshift in a turn unless you can shift smoothly. A sudden change in power to the rear wheel can cause it to lock or spin. The result can be a skid. Starting on a hill. It is more difficult to start the motorcycle moving on an upgrade than on flat ground. There is always the danger of rolling backwards into a vehicle behind you. Here are some important tips to remember when starting on a hill. Use the front brake to hold the motorcycle while you start the engine and shift into first gear. Change to the foot brake to hold the motorcycle while you operate the throttle with your right hand. Open the throttle a little bit for more power. Gradually ease out the clutch. Release the foot brake when the engine begins to slow down. This means the engine is taking hold. Continue to release the clutch gradually. If you release it too quickly, the front wheel may come off the ground, the engine may stop, or both.